Super Bowl.
Gotta get that out there.
For you, Philadelphia. No.
Save your voice.
I'm just warming it up.
Okay. Because we will have our own Christmas songs coming up in the next segment. Never before heard. It'll be great. But right now, it's a Christmas tradition here on Work in Progress on the Ticket because you and I are just a couple of loving guys.
We are.
We take care of our coworkers. We want to make sure they have a good holiday season. So we brought our two giant bags of gifts.
We have one big sack.
Yep.
One big blue sack.
Not sure why it's blue. Mine's red.
Mine's blue. I thought we just had one sack that we put all of our stuff in.
Yeah, a couple of little pieces of toilet paper from where we shaved and nicked ourselves. It's fine.
We share a sack.
But we have gifts for our coworkers, and just remember, folks, it's a great time of the year. We're all having fun.
It's Christmas time, pal.
It'll be great. Well, let's reach into your bag first, and who do you have a
gift
for?
You want me to go? Okay, let's get in the sack here. Yeah. Let's root around.
I don't know if we have time to keep up the whole act of going into the bag.
This one's for our midday friend, Jake.
Okay.
Jake Kemp. I got Jake a plush stuffed animal doggy. It's really cute.
I'm sure his kids will love it.
Yes. His daughter cannot stick her finger in this dog's butt.
And you just get a little scissor hole, it'll be all right.
Not with that attitude.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like a challenge.
Yes.
Go. I have one for Dan.
Okay.
From the Hang Zone. Well, Dan will probably have to re-gift this, but I got him a respirator so he can keep Tim Kalishaw alive.
Why is it his duty to do that?
Well, he needs him to keep making picks for him.
Okay.
I don't know if Kalishaw's going to
get him off of the bus.
Right.
Stop playing that drop. Oh my God.
Let's see. Reach in here. Okay, I've got one for a member of our crew.
Oh.
Our friend Matt Birmingham.
Ham,
I got you a gift.
Ham is ready.
I think Ham's going to like this. I got you a book about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, yes. How-to guide?
Yeah. Well, maybe this will inspire Ham to eat something other than chicken tenders.
There we go.
Yeah. Human tenders. I got some for Ham, too.
Okay.
Ham, this is going to be a monetary gift because I'm going to repay all the advertising dollars you lost by reading the segment sponsors so GD passed. Slow down and
that's
enunciate.
A lot of money.
Slow down and enunciate, you buffoon.
A lot of money. You still get to make the sound effect afterwards.
Comes the make good.
So
he read it too fast again.
All right, for our friend Daddy, who we spent a lot of time working with, lot of time close to.
Uh-huh.
I got him a special one. I got him Simon and Garfunkel's album, Wednesday Morning 3 a.m.
Why'd you get him that?
Well, he can listen to The Sound of Silence and maybe take a hint.
Okay.
Okay.
You know he's not going to use that. I got one for Daddy.
Okay.
I actually have a whole song for Daddy next segment.
I know what you gave him last year. See if you can give it to him again.
No. So this year I got him the ability to talk to minorities on Twitter in a normal way and not code switch. So maybe.
Hello, friends.
Yeah. You know.
I hope you're having a very nice day and a very Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. I want to be inclusive.
It's just weird. He talks to Bob differently than he talks to a guy with a black Twitter profile picture. It's really weird.
Just wants to fit in.
Sure.
For Gordon. Gordon, I paid a lot of money for this, but I got him a room at the W because he's on every show at the station, so he can just live up here now.
Yeah. That's actually really
efficient
for him.
Yes. It's very thoughtful.
That's better than what I got because I just got him a bigger recycling bin, so hopefully he can add in a couple more of the same recycled 840 bits he's done for 20 years.
He's got a lot this Christmas.
Don't worry, he's not going to like that one. He didn't write it.
For George, also in the morning show.
George.
I got George an autographed photo of Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah,
why?
Because we all know George loves the Bunkies.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. For the applause and the point.
For George. Oh, I didn't get George's fat ass anything.
Oh, gosh. Gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe you can kiss my ass later today.
I'm just kidding. I got his fat ass an original segment that's not just, hey, I watched a game again. Here's a pawn further review.
Watched the game the second time?
I watched it, like, other than the first time. Here's a whole segment. I'll get it sponsored.
We need to start doing a segment called The Ruling on the Field Stands. It can be a follow-up to a pawn further review.
Let's check on that flag. All right.
For the hardlines, Gen X Davey. I got him the movie Bad Teacher. Do you remember this?
I do.
The 2011 movie with Cameron Diaz, yeah. Justin Timberlake. I got him Bad Teacher because, just like teachers, Dave also gets 3 months of vacation.
That's true. And he uses them all back to back.
Before dry dock, so he has to work up until Christmas.
Yeah. For Davey, I just told him I'd hide the knife he used to stab Danny and Saroy in the back.
Yes, we got rid of the murder weapon.
Yeah, I'll just hide it for him.
Also in the afternoon, Ty Walker, who had a great show on Tuesday. I don't know if you were listening.
Yeah, I'm hosting really with Ty on Wednesday, hosting your time slot.
So for Ty, I actually gave him his gift back in June. I gave him the gift of me as producer so he won't be bullied in the newsroom anymore.
All right, yeah, you're the new man.
Yes.
You're providing a service.
He feels more confident now.
For Ty, I'm going to have R2-D2 deliver him a single ounce of respect from anyone that he works with.
That's for Ty?
For Ty, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, it'd be a number of people. I could just give that to a lot of people here at the station.
Generic.
For Corby, I am sending him Samuel L. Jackson's Twitter account.
Okay.
You remember the incident Samuel Jackson got into yesterday with the stuff he was liking. It's just something else that Corby and his kids can watch and enjoy together.
Check this out.
Yeah.
For
it's
Corby,
good family entertainment.
For Corby, I'm going to go to the Unticket. I'm going to purge all the old E! News and Community Quick Hits so P1s can't go back and listen to underprepared segments.
I thought you were going to say the good old days.
No, that'd be for Davey. But don't worry. I'll leave all the snake pits in literally any other Corby segment that's ever been done.
Okay.
They can still go listen to those
very
unprepared
nice.
Segments.
For Dan, this is pretty simple. I just got him some waffles because I know he likes gravy syrup.
Yeah, he does.
He can put his gravy syrup on some waffles, some pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice breakfast. He's a morning person now.
What else you got? I already did Dan's.
Oh, you got Dan? How about our Sunday morning partner, Mark Elfenbein?
Yeah.
For Elf, I got Elf a subscription to the Washington Post so he won't be falling for fake news anymore. Because I know he likes to get ball sacked from time to time.
Get up! Yeah.
For at Elf, least once.
For Elf, I'm going to download the Sports Day Talk app for him so he can listen to what modern-day sports radio sounds like and not fall back on just over-yelling and playing cuts from the game.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
For Norm Hitzkiss, I got Norm a gift for the Normathon. I helped out. I booked Carlos Correa for the Normathon, Justin.
Why'd you do that?
I did that because in 13 years, they'll both still be getting paid. They'll both still be working in 13 years. The same team.
Unless he takes my gift, because my gift is I nearly completed all of his retirement papers so he doesn't cost us any more young broadcasters.
It's a very thoughtful gift.
He's just got to sign it.
That's a good gift for all of us.
Doesn't require anything else.
A couple more left for me.
I have a few more.
Okay. I've got one for Bob.
Okay.
I am giving Bob, I got this from Junior. Mm-hmm. I'm getting him Craig Miller's Guide to Never Again Buying into the Cowboys by Craig Miller. And we all know that Bob likes to burn books and records, so Bob can burn this one so we never have to see it on Twitter again.
That'd be great. I love that. That would
after
that actually
every
plays,
single cowboy game we
that
have to
pairs
see it,
nicely
so he can just burn this.
That pairs nicely with mine because I got Bob one segment that's not built around an argument he got on Twitter.
How did you buy this, or is it? How did you? Was this
it's
an
more
online
like a,
order,
like a consulting thing.
Okay,
yeah. Just be like,
just
no. I know
your,
one guy said something on Twitter. Don't do a power hour.
Just some advice for him.
Yeah,
I've got one more left. It's for you. Do you have some more you'd like to?
Yeah,
to give.
I have a few.
Okay.
Let's see, for Junior, I got Junior a gift. I got Junior boxing gloves so he can keep punching down on minimum wage coworkers without hurting his hands.
Okay.
Let's see, for DJ, I got DJ a laugh that doesn't make him sound like a hyena on bath salts.
I actually like his laugh. I don't want to change it. I want it to be more hyena sounding.
So more, you lean,
more,
lean
more,
into the
I
hyena.
Want him to lean into the hyena.
Let's see, for AM Board Op Tyler, I got him a filter that he can put on Cat's Outlook that'll weed out any of the Fire Tyler emails he gets.
Oh,
also
man.
Say bring back Jer. It comes with a cooling system because we know that's going to get overused. And I'll also just purge that Michael Irvin drop so he can't play anymore and get yelled at by Craig.
We played it for the last time in the drop of the year segment.
Let's see. For Donovan, I got Donovan a pay raise because I feel like he's hurting for money. I mean, he can't get anything nice. I mean, he even has to get generic sports points.
Gosh, okay.
So let's just get him some money. Let's see. For Blake,
some
I got
top shelf.
I got Blake a snorkel.
Why did you get Blake a snorkel, Justin?
So he can keep sniffing cat's ass and doesn't have to come up for air.
Okay.
So
you're saying his butt is underwater?
Just that he has a hard time breathing.
Okay.
When he's in cat's ass all the time. Let's see. For Sod, I got Sod a photographer. So the photographer can help him figure out how to correct his overexposure this week.
Give him a new nice iPhone with a nice camera.
I got one for Dodd in there.
Okay.
Dodd's been with Norm all week. I got Dodd a towel to wipe all of Norm's spit off his face.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
You should have gotten him that at the beginning of the week.
Let's see.
That would have helped a lot more.
Yeah, we're done now.
So I got one for your show partner, Kevin, as well. I got him a book of jokes so that next time he writes a bit, he'll put a few in there. For Peter, host of the Kick Around, Peter Welpton, I got him a coloring book. That'll give him something to occupy his time for the next 4 years when he can also kiss Cat's ass and get on air again. Let's see. I got one for Damaris.
Of course yes.
I got Damaris a safety deposit box and a 24-hour security team. That way they can guard whatever dirt he has on broadcast executives that let him keep being on air.
Get to see him on TV a lot.
I got one for Cray-Tray.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, no. I wish I could have got him something, but I can only expense gifts for people that actually did their training and work here. I got one for Dan Bennett. Never mind.
No,
I'm doing that
okay.
one.
Yeah, listen.
I got one for myself. I'll give one to you last for myself.
We have a naughty list, too, but those people didn't get gifts this year.
Yeah. Well, they don't need them.
Yeah.
I got myself a template to give to Kat for the next time he rejects me for a job. He can just
you have it in your email already?
Right.
Just
click
ready
on
to hit
that.
Send.
He does it every few months. And also got
Thank
myself.
Thank you for considering me.
I got myself a dentist suction tube to clean my mouth out before segments.
Okay.
I'll go slop mouth.
No, you've been solid
today. It happens.
Today.
Crystal clear.
It happens. And then you said you have one for me.
I do have one for you, Justin. Too. I'll give you yours. This one's actually very expensive. It was hard to find. I got you a 2011 Dallas Mavericks championship ring.
Why?
I got you this because LeBron lost in that series, just like you lost to Ryan Medlin and Poole that one time.
Okay.
So I guess I should just give Ryan the ring and not you.
I was expecting that
but
last
you can have
to
it.
Be a lot meaner. I just got you a full-size replica of me to talk to when I have to go to the bathroom. Like
I need that. I needed that earlier today, actually. You should have given me that instead of the candle at the beginning of the show.
When I have to go, you just plop fake me right here and we'll get talking.
I would actually get a fake you to just put in the studio.
Big
we need one of those.
Monty Panda?
Yeah.